Welcome to today's episode of The Here and The Now. Today's topic is going to be based on a sub-political format, better known as street signs. Who wastes money on street signs knowing that it takes the same amount of money, if not a little bit more, to fix our streets? You know, there's glass, all right, on where some residents park, or even some of their visitors park, across the street from their homes, or on the same side of their homes. The Lorain City Department of Street Cleaning and Sanitation has not done their job in months. Okay, they're supposed to come out at the very least 3 times a week. And run the street sweepers. They're supposed to make sure our streets are clean and safe. A lot of these neighborhoods, or actually all of them, have children that live within them. So, what if, for instance, a child's foot got cut on a piece of glass? Because they were running out and about and stepped down off the curb or whatever the case may be. It's not safe living in the city of Lorain on some of these streets and some of these neighborhoods because of the streets are not clean. You know, if I was the mayor or a council member, I would actually say, hey, look, you know what? Instead of wasting money on signs that do not fall within legal bounds, Get our street teams back up and running. Get the street sweepers back up and running. I mean, come on now. It's ridiculous how often that we have to actually go through things in order to be able to get an answer out of people. You know, not too long ago, I'd say within the past 6 to 7 months or so, signs were posted that read, no parking, hydrant side only. And yes, that is a quote and an unquote. Instead of those signs reading within a specific feet, amount of feet or yards, which is supposed to be that by mandate, they clearly read, quote, no parking, hydrant side only, unquote. It's just, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. I'm not going to sit here and keep on playing these games with city council, all right? I'm not going to state this individual's name, but basically, you know, a certain individual of whom I myself had sent an email to, basically saying, hey, look, you know, you cannot continue to ignore your constituents. If I bring an issue up to you, I don't care if it's at the mall. I don't care if it's at a public event. Okay? I don't care where it's at. Council members are obligated by their position office, by their position in office, they are very clearly obligated to take the time and speak with their constituents. It doesn't matter if the constituent has voted for them or will ever vote for them or not. That doesn't matter. About specific issues, they are to speak with them in due regards. If I have a problem, or if I'm trying to organize an event, I have to go to city council. And who am I going to go to? I'm going to have to go to the individual that's in my city ward. The fact of the matter is that, you know, it's time to take a stand against corrupt politics. It's time to take a stand against corrupt politicians. Now, I'm not saying that this person is totally corrupt, but no politician on any level can go around bribing people, yes, to vote for them. They cannot touch a ballot. They cannot touch anything. Only thing they can do is have their staff and their team go around trying to get signatures. They cannot so much as touch or sign a petition. The reason why is because they are considered to be city government officials. It doesn't matter if they're rerunning or if it's their first run. You have a lot of them out there that are breaking the law just to get votes. They can go around with their team and speak on the certain topics that they would like to bring to the board. But they cannot at any given time touch a petition. They cannot touch a ballot. They cannot bribe anybody to vote for them. And it sickens me that there are a lot of people out there that are politicians that do that. And I truly, honestly believe that there's so much misinformation within the political realm that we're losing out on a lot of different things. I'm here to tell you, I own my own business, okay? And it's easier to own your own business than it is to actually go out and find an actual job these days. And the thing is you have all these places that will accept applications. They say they're going to call you and they never do. Or if they do, oh, well, we're sorry, we've already filled the position. Or sometimes by the time they call you, it's too late. You've already found something else or you've already started your own business. And here's the problem with America, okay? They force the people who cannot work to work. They force the people who do not want to work to work. But those people who want to work to make a living, get this, those who actually want to work to make a living, they actually are denied. 99% of the time. It doesn't matter what kind of job it is. Work is work. But the fact of the matter is that I'm sick and tired of the way America has been treating the people who vote. You see, I'm not a career politician, but trust and believe, if I was to take over Fifth Ward City Council, I guarantee you the signs that are up now, they would be removed. I guarantee you that I would actually take time to speak with each and every single one of the constituents in my ward to make sure that every issue is at some level taken care of. I would do my best. I would not make empty promises. In fact, I won't even make a promise. I would take my time and I would understand each and everything that happens. I don't care about your income level. I don't care if you make $0 a month. If you have an idea that will help the community, bring it to me. I'll put it on the table. I'll see if we can get the funding, if there's funding involved. And that is exactly what hurts the most when you have someone that says they're in your corner no matter what. Turn around and tell you after you state to them that you would like to speak with them because you have an idea that would help the community, they turn around and tell you to your face, oh, well, you don't have no type of income, so come and talk to me when you get one. That's what this council member did. And then the same one says that she never did anything to me. Yeah, you did. I brought it up. I brought it up with her, and I said, you know what? Actually, yeah, you did. This is what you did. And I told her exactly what happened. She couldn't say a word because she knew. She knew right then that I don't forget anything. I'm telling you, it's time to take a stand. I'm hoping that we all can come to some type of agreement and say, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. And no, I'm not talking about on a violent level. I don't want to see no violence. I don't want to hear no violence. Write your Congress members, write the governor's office, write the government, period. It doesn't matter who you write. We need to get these kinds of people that have been in office for years. And out of office. We need to get corruption out of office. It doesn't matter on what level. If we start small, we can grow bigger. So I'm asking you to go ahead and be motivated enough to do just that. Write, send emails, make phone calls, do everything you have to do. Let your voice be heard. We have a constitutional right to the freedom of speech. But a lot of people out there don't know how to use it. It's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. It's not about who you address. It's about how you address the issue at hand. All issues are actually relevant. The reason why is because we voted the people we have in all offices nationwide into office, and guess what? We have the right to vote them out. So let's do that. Let's vote them out. Let's get them out of office. You know, send letters to the governor's office, your state office. It does not matter where you send them to. Make phone calls every single day. At some point, they're going to get tired of hearing you complain, as they call it, and they're going to get to your issue. They're going to address your issue. That's the way it works. I'm telling you, you have to be persistent. You have to have that daily motivation. I know I speak out on a lot of things in this episode, but I'm going to tell you, you got to do what you got to do. Again, this is the here and the now. History is only repetitive if you allow it to repeat itself. History is only repetitive if you allow it to repeat itself. There's nothing else that needs to be done in order to take care of business other than taking care of business itself. Bottom line, there's nothing else that needs to be taken care of than business. And when you are one of many who knows this, the knowledge begins to fall. You begin to know who to call, who to talk to. I'm going to tell you from personal experience, the more and more you are persistent, the more and more you become knowledgeable. You become a pain to them, but guess what? Eventually, you get the job done. Set up meetings with your mayor. Do everything that you can. Now, I'm going to sign off on this episode. And I will be back. I'm not sure on what date, but I will be back.